The private timber manager who clear-cut land above the Oso landslide zone says he followed state regulations when logging there. He spoke with reporters late last week for the first time since the catastrophic slide. KUOW's John Ryan has the story.
Ken Osborne runs a small business called Arbor Pacific Forestry in Mount Vernon.
Arbor Pacific is essentially me and a bookkeeper, so we're not talking about a big sprawling company.
It manages around 20,000 acres of forest land in Skagit and Snohomish counties for a private landowner. That's a company called Grandy Lake Forest Associates. Osborne has been managing forest lands around Oso for the two companies for 27 years.
A lot of the slide itself is on our property.
Logging around deep landslide zones is essentially prohibited in Washington state. Legally, any areas that could funnel extra groundwater deep beneath the Oso landslide zone should be off limits. That's because removing trees can increase the amount of rainwater that finds its way underground, and groundwater lubricates deep landslides. Osborne says he recognizes the connections between logging, groundwater, and landslides, but he says the small 7-acre clear-cut he oversaw in 2005 was carefully designed to stay out of the no-cutting area so it wouldn't worsen the risk of a landslide.
I feel we did our job and complied with all the rules and regulations.
Based on aerial photos of that clear-cut, the Department of Natural Resources says the cut appeared to stray into the no-cutting zone. Osborne says it would have been stupid to try to log beyond the lines drawn by the DNR.
Building trust and faith with the DNR is huge for us because they're the regulatory agency. And if we muck around with them and, you know, try and get cute by pushing lines here and there, that'll come back to haunt us.
The DNR approved that timber sale right on the edge of what it defined as the danger zone for adding groundwater to a potential landslide. But the agency didn't use the latest science. That science showed much of the planned clear-cut would be inside the groundwater danger zone. Geologist Dan Miller of Seattle did much of that science. He says he believes the land managers did their best to follow the rules and do the right thing. When he learned that the DNR hadn't used his most recent research on the Oso landslide, he called it a sad turn of events. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.